Well, UMD's got a bunch of cool stuff going on right now. For one thing, of course, all of the exciting activities going on around First Folio. But something else that's going on here on campus is a series called Women in the Arts. And it's designed to educate and collaborate and celebrate women in the arts. And there's going to be monthly events that are happening here on campus. Allison Oney was a part of the program on September 29th. Along with Rachel Inselman and Tracy Lipke Perry and Alice Pierce. And coming up, a program that kind of straddles both of those by Dr. Jamie Ratliff, who is an assistant professor of art history. Hey, Jamie, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning.
So you're doing a tweevening, which I think is such a great word, next Tuesday in conjunction with an exhibit or a project, you would know the best word, called Reframing Ophelia. Tell us about that a little.
Yeah, so Reframing Ophelia is an exhibition on at the Tweed right now that I helped to curate with the exhibition designer at the Tweed, Annelies Verhoeven. And it's an exhibition that is in the main gallery at the Tweed that's also related to the First Folio event. We wanted to pull out a number of contemporary works from the permanent collection of the Tweed that would kind of play off some of the themes of Hamlet, which is on display in the First Folio, but kind of switch the lens around and instead of focusing on Hamlet, come at the story from the perspective of one of the major female characters who is largely neglected or dismissed, and kind of look at, you know, some of the themes from her angle and kind of let her speak. So it's an exhibition that features a number of women artists, artists of color, and so I'm going to be looking at, in my talk on Tuesday, October 11th at 6:30 in the Tweed, I'm going to be talking about historic representations of Ophelia, so images of Ophelia that have been very popular in Western art since the 19th century, and the kind of imagery about her that has been very popular of her as this very beautiful but very tragic figure. She's almost always presented as, sort of floating in the water, dead, passive, very inert, and then kind of looking at how in our exhibition we decided to change that image. I'm sorry, that's my alarm going off.
I'm interested in this idea of looking at Ophelia from a different perspective because, again, many, many theater goers or folks that read the play in school remember Ophelia as being, oh, how do we put it sweetly, a little unhinged. The girl ain't right. So how do you look at things from her perspective?
We are kind of playing with that idea. We're sort of critiquing the idea that she actually was mad, or that she was, you know, unhinged or insane. Because in the story, you know, if you look at the character of Ophelia, she doesn't actually get to talk for herself. She's spoken for by the male characters of the story. It's not a story that she gets to write for herself. These are stories about her. These are characterizations of her that are told to us by other people. It's kind of what we're doing in the exhibition is, you know, allowing, these female artists and these artists of color, again, artists who have been traditionally marginalized by traditional art history, to regain their voice and to show images that allow them to speak for themselves.
It sounds like an absolutely fascinating exhibit. And how long is it going to be up so that folks can enjoy it?
The exhibit is going to be up through at least the end of the year, and I think even into next year. Again, it's the main floor of the Tweed. It goes throughout the full gallery, the full main gallery on the first floor. The audience will have a long time to come and see some of the wonderful works of art that are part of the permanent collection of the Tweed Museum of Art.
Jamie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jamie Ratliff, Assistant Professor of Art History, joined us this morning here on KUMD and Northland Morning.